start off with going back to one thing which we discussed last week. We mentioned last week that if someone, the halacha is that it's mutter for someone to be nisyachad, a brother and a sister, it's mutter for someone to be nisyachad when it's derech arai, when it's bekriyas, when they're doing a bekriyas, to them there's an isser to be nisyachad, even a brother and a sister. I mentioned what happened last week if it's two sisters and one brother. Last week I said it's machlokes, Reb Moshe and Reb Yasha. Reb Moshe seems to say that it's mutter, the zayik from Reb Moshe. I do believe that it's true that that's Shitas Reb Moshe is that it's mutter. But I just want to say that maybe it's not for sure the Reb Moshe. I did see it say Teres HaYichud, which he wants to medayik from a different shuv for Reb Moshe, that Reb Moshe Shita was not like that. Again, I did see, I spoke to Shul Felder, he told us that is Reb Moshe Shita. I saw from Reb Moshe Gross, he also writes that that it's mutter for even the chkvias, the two sisters and one brother, to live together. And he also is medayik, the same diyik, that Reb Moshe seems to say that it's mutter. But to say that that's for sure, she does Reb Moshe, could be it's not mamash, she does Reb Moshe. Again, halacha, one could be samech on that, the frat, if he wants to do it only less than 10 days, would be a shtarka makom to be a mekel. But I'm not 100% sure that that's necessarily that that was shita of Reb Moshe. We go back to something also from last week, just finish off the sif beis. It's a like this. Gemara brings down the whole Maisa with Amnon and Tamar. And after that story, it says that the Bezdin of David was Gezer on Yichud of a Pnuya. So it seems in the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara points out that Yichud of Eishasish would be a Deraisa, and the other Raya for a Pnuya, an unmarried woman, there the Isra of Yichud is only Midarabana. Now again, there are a lot of nafkaminas as to whether or not it's the deraisa, it's the rabbanon. So I want to point out, although it seems like a lot of pshuto that the iser of yichud with a pnuya is only iser mid rabbanon, the rishonim already, Rav Rishonim hold like this, that if a pnuya, even if it's an unmarried woman, if she is a nida, then it's the iser of yichud is not iser mid rabbanon, rather the iser of yichud is mid deraisa. There is maybe a shita of taisus, which holds not like that, but kamat, I saw all the hainting of taiskin, Rav Moshe, namzon like this, Dava Pasha, kamat all the taiskin, namon, that if she is a nida, even if she's a pnuya, she's unmarried, it still has a status of a iser of yichud midiraisa, and you can't be mekel with such a woman. Again, there is a little nafkamino that it's drabonim. A girl is under 12, which is iser to be nisyachid with, could be under 12, you don't have to namon that she is a nida yet, or an older woman who already started with poska milir izdam, doesn't have a din of a nida, then it could be a nafkamino that's an iser drabonim. But a lady who is an unmarried woman, almost in all cases, we'll be dealing with a iser mideraisa, because she'll be, in addition to the fact that she's not married, she is a nida, and a nida the iser v'yichud to v'nisach would have been iser deraisa. Because she didn't, but in Naman that she didn't, because no one does it today. So the only reason why they go is because is when they're married. An unmarried woman, you could again, in times of Gemara, it was different. Maybe, but today there's no such thing almost that she went, so you have to assume that she didn't. So from 12 and up, you have to be chayish that she's in nidu, and there's to be the right to be nisyachel with her. The same is true the next in Siv Beis, the next lach is Shammai v'Hillel Gozer al Yichud Goya, that Shammai and Hillel were Gozer on Yichud with a guy. Here also seems like Yichud with, people say over, Yichud with a guy is only in Isser midirabana. The first thing is, it's not the case of a Shulchan Aruch, but the iser for a Eishes Ish Yisrael, for a woman, a married woman, to be nisyachad with a guy, according to Kamat, all the poskim is an iser mideraisa, not an iser derabanan. Since she's an Eishes Ish, for him to that will be an iser mideraisa. There's a machloikas of poskim, if a goyish lady who is married, together with a Yiddish man, if that will be an iser mideraisa as well, because since she's married, so she's not telling the machloikas, and various machloikas in the Neven Ezer, it could be that there is Ishus, there's a concept of Ishus for a Goya as well. But again, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that Shammai v'Hillel Gozer, Yichud Goya, if the Goya is married, it's a machloikas at Peskim as to whether or not that would also be an Issa Midiraisa, not only an Issa Midirabana. Now let's go into what we learned this week. I'm going to start with Sif Hei, let's show them if we have time, we'll get back to Sif Gimel. The Mishnah says like this, Lo Yisyachid Adam Im Shtei Nashim. A person should not be misyached with two ladies. Abel isha achas misyachedes im shnei anoshim. That one man is not allowed to be misyached together with two ladies. And as Rashi says, explains to Peter Gemara, that we're nervous with Nesha Dait and Talas and Noyach Le'eslatas, that the man is able to convince both ladies to be Eivir Issa. Therefore, Allah is that one man is now going to be in the siyaka together with two women. Hashem will see next week what happens with three, four women, whether Allah will change. But upon that, Allah in the Mishnah that one man is now going to be in the siyaka together with two women. Aval isha after state in the Mishnah, mitiyachedet im shnei anashim. One woman has a hetter to be in the siyaka together with two men. That seems like chatar Allah in the Mishnah that it is a hetter for one woman to be nisyacha with two men. However, you've seen Shulchan Aruch, it seems not like that. The Mechaber Paskin is like this. Even one woman should not be in the siyachid. Afilu amanoshim harbe. One woman is not living in the siyachid, even with a lot of men. Until there's ishta imoy, ishta mesham rosoy, until you reach that darga where a man and his wife are part of the multiple men, there is there is that it's offer for a man for a woman to be in the siyachid even with more than two men. That's connected to the Mishnah. So the Beis Yosef explains that the makor of this halacha is from the Gemara like this. The Gemara gives two exceptions, and it's very important to know these two exceptions, as to when, even though the Mishnah says that one woman is allowed to be in the siyachid together with two men, there's two exceptions to this halacha. First one is Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Vaishanu Elabik Sheirat. Aval Prutzen Afilu Be'asar Namiloi. The Gemara says that Amar Yehuda Amar Rav is that this whole halacha that we say that one man is allowed to be one woman is allowed to be nisyachad with two men is only b'ksherim. If it's prutzim, even ten are not. And the Gemara is the meister that 10 people sit someone out of 10, they will nisham b'avera. And the Gemara brings a raya to this, and this raya is still important. The Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yosef Teda, chavi be'asora v'gangvi kashura. 10 people get together to steal this very heavy, in the Rashi Taj is a very heavy beam. V'loy michsufi ma'adadi, and they're not embarrassed from each other. If you touch up what the marshal is, what's the raya that we don't have a problem to be nisyachet, that there's a problem to be for one woman to be nisyachet even with 10 people if they're prudent. If you see 10 people get together to steal something, they're not embarrassed to steal, since they're all in it together, since they're stealing, and the way Rashi touches it is that they all together stealing it. It's not just that they know about each other, they're also ganavim. The 10 people go ahead and they steal something together. So the chash is, and from there you learn that the chash of l'chayr is that we're nervous that if one woman is going to be nisyachet together with multiple men, both of them are going to end up being mezana together with this woman. Same way the moshul is that they're going to steal something together and not embarrass from each other. So too the chash is that a woman is going to end up being mezana together with the multiple men. So therefore they don't watch each other. Now there is two ways to understand what the chash is. Either the chash is obviously the din is that with Chayesh that she's going to be mezana with both, and the reason why they're not shomer is because a porous, he's a porous, so the person's not going to be embarrassed in front of one porous in front of another porous, knows that if he does it the other person's going to do it also, so there's no problem. Or it could be some that there's no chash, there's no concept of bushan, and we know that each one of them is going to be mezana, even if the other person won't be mezana, they decide themselves to be mezana. We'll see Nachmina explain a little more clear when we got to the halachas of one kosher, one parah, to what I mean. But the upon the halacha of state in the Gemara is that with chayish that they're both going to be mezana, and since with chayish that both of them are going to be mezana with this woman, so when we're dealing with prutzim, there is no hetter for one woman to be nisyachet even with more men. So the doctor Beis Yosef, that what's the hagdara of a parah? What does it mean that we said that this is the parah that? So the doctor Beis Yosef, that you see the Gemara brings a story like this. The Gemara brings a story that Rabbi of Yehuda, the Ka'ozle Bu'ucha, Habe Ka'ozle Hu Itza Kamai. There was a lady who was walking in front of Rabbi of Yehuda. Rabbi of Yehuda, Dalke Echa Mekamei Gehenevish. Go hurry up and run in front of her, because if you're not going to do this, then it's Mekamei Gehenevish. It could be how you come to end up in Gehenevish. Amalei, Vamar Dome, Vuksherim Shapadome. The Rav says, the one who said that the whole halacha is only by prutzim is the author. But if you have one woman together with two men, which they were, then there's no issue with the ksherim. So, Amalei mi yemer the ksherim to goyna nova. Ah, who says it's not ksherim like me? It's me and you. El kibayn mai. So what's the halacha in the Mishnah? If we're not ksherim, who is ksherim? If you're going to chanina, Rafati the chaveri, which is the Gemara in Kedushin earlier, which we mentioned two of them last week, of Tzadik and of Kahana, who they tried to be. Two different ladies tried to be mezana with them, and they jumped out of the window in order to save themselves. One put himself in the fire to try to save himself. So such type of people can be son of Chalatma, and they have a din of Cherim. But the regular people like Rav and Yehuda, with Amoraim, they did not consider themselves to be Cherim. So that's the big thing. So that's the makar. Yeah. Correct. They consider them. Well, the Kafir is a lot of either Torah or Akasha. There's an in-between step. You have Kafir is a lot of Gemara when they say that a lot of Sherim and Prutim, they're either one. There's no other choices. I understand. But if you said with the halacha over here, you're right. You're right, but I'm saying when there's a lot over here, when we call Ksherim and Prutzim, you're right. You're saying it's correct that there is Hagdoras in Ksherim. I'm not saying that every person is that. But Klapi da Lochel, when you call now, for Kasha Po, that's what I meant. Yeah, okay. So, Akaponim state in the Gemara, the Rav and Yehuda considered themselves Klapi da Talocha, a Porus, and they considered Prutzim Klapi da Talocha. When Rav and Yehuda said, when he said earlier that it's only Mutta the Ksherim, but Prutzim not, the Prutzim that he was referring to was Anon. So it comes out that Klapi da, first Talocha, when he said that a Porus is also, he's referring to himself and Klapi in that context to be to have a status of a poet's confidence Allah. So Dr. Bishai, so that's in the Quran of the Gemara. So it says, the Mechaber says that it's also for a person to be Nisyaka together with even one woman, together with Nisyaka with two men, it's because who has it in the Kasha, and the Ram didn't even have to mention these types of chairs because we don't have these types of chairs anymore, like Rav Tzadik and Rav Kahana, Memelo, the Allah is the next Shita Sarambam, that every person has to consider himself Chapidus Halacha, a Porus, and it's also for him to be Nisyachet, even with two men and one woman, as the Isser of Yichud. And Ramah argues on this. Ramah says, the Yesha Imrim, the Isha Achas Misyachetis in Shnei Anoshim Ksherim, in Hubi'ir. We'll get to the exceptions in a minute, but the Ramah Paskin is not like that. The Ramah Paskin is that if it's in the city, the halacha is that one man is allowed to be, one woman is allowed to be nisyachet together with two men. And the basis of this is the Rashba, the Ran, the Rosh. They all learn the Pshat and the Gemara that it's talking about Amidas Tassidus. When he said, we're not Sherim, Niyemen is talking about Sherim, he said, we're talking about Enechanami. There's Amidas Tassidus to look yourself as a Porus, from Ikka the Dina. A person is Becheskes Kasher, and he has a Dina of a Kasher. And every person has a right with her to look at himself as a kosher, klapit as halacha. So here we have a tremendous machloikas, the mechaber and the ramon, and about we're going to pass them like the ramon, that a person has, that stam of a person has a din of a kosher, and so a kosher is able to be nisachet two men with one woman. Now what is considered a porus, klapit as halacha? We said that obviously there's an exception, the Gemara being an exception, that a porus is not able to be nisachet. Who is considered a porus, klapit as halacha? So that's kosher, that someone who is not a from person, a certain chazanish, and if God all this, kafronis, the ainim bedark, a tzibi israeli, him bechlal muchzik, the pritzas l'arayt. Someone who is a not from person, and he will, even if stamazai, it will be that, klapi adi surim, not a tinichinish, but it's irrelevant to this halacha. The halacha is that since he's not a yorish shemayim, since he doesn't keep the Torah and the mitzvahs, he's a kaifer klapi this halacha, so he for sure has a status of a poritz. And it'll be also for someone to be in the siyata together, and this happens in the business setting sometimes, you take going out with a fry client and a woman. So it'll be also because he's considered, we'll see, if you're a kosher what I'll offer, but so it'll be two fry people, it'll be also for a woman to be for sure to be in the siyata with them, because they just have a status of a part. Now what happens if someone is not necessarily chash, he's be over the ister of a riot, but he's some of the over a different yisurim, doesn't keep kosher, he's over a different yisurim, what's the loss over there? So here, the Sefer Divrei Seferim brings is Medayik from the Chochmas Adam. The Lashon of the Chochmas Adam is the Choshed Laver al Isser Mikri Paras. Not just that a person is Choshed on being over the Isser of a Raias is considered a Paras, but he's Choshed on being over Isurim is considered a Paras. Now the Stipler says that even the Chochmas Adam says Isurim, he defines it as Isurim which are together of Precus Oil. And the Maitre is Chochmat Adam, it's not only Chochmat Adam, the Chochmat Chaim, and Nitzchei Yisrael quotes the Chochmat, uses the same exact lashon of the Chochmat Adam. And he's mashmer that any time someone is Pyrrhic oil, some Pyrrhic oil in a certain mitzvah, and not Nizr, in certain Yisurim, such a thing will have a din of a Porat Chachar Alotha, and it's also been his Yachabin. Now it seems like Roy Toskin do not go with this, Moshe has a tshuva, and he gives a very interesting agdara as to what is considered a Porat. He says, the eight Havonis Krutzim, in a way it's a cool, in a way it's a chumrah. The eight Havonis Krutzim, dafkal insha avarino, la'asas nus. It's not dafkal that the oivet is there of nus mamash. Elo du afla insha yidem ksherim, shema oilum la'ovro al shul isser. Even ksherim who are not over on any isser, aval ein betuchim benafsham, sheyamdu neges kviyat ha'yetzer. If someone wants to be considered a kosher, he has to be betuach benafshe, that he's not going to come to the oivet isser, says if he does have a Yetzirah, but he knows that his Yetzirah is not going to copy, if there's another person there, he's not going to end up doing it because he's nervous for whatever reason, that's also enough. But Ramesh says that a person to be, in order to be full, someone goes and says, I'm a kosher, Ramesh says he has to be betuach ba'atmo, that he's not going to come to be mikshal na'aveira. Obviously, this is more than just that. Every person can't just say, I'm a kosher. Sorry, I think Ramesh is saying that everyone's not a kosher. Obviously, most people aren't kosher. But a person has to know himself and know that he's betuach ba'atmo, that he's not going to come the day to be aveira nisa. So obviously it doesn't mean that the Hagdara of a regular Yichud. The person assumes on himself. Now even though Chazal went and said that the inality is Yachad because of the Isser of the Atam HaChayish and the Kamli Day Isser. But here, if a person feels on his own that he's not going to be over the Isser, so that's in the Chazal over here saying that it's Mutter. The Gemara says that Sherim Mutter, and the Shachanara says stand up person is Kosher. And what she's saying, but a person has to be confident that he's not going to be over the Isser. So obviously it doesn't mean that a person is the same Chaim which we mentioned 2 weeks ago, that a person has to be Chayish to come to God. Here, as long as it's in the reason that a person is betuach benafshe, he assumes that he knows himself. Every person knows the yisur, and he assumes he's not going to come with the yisur. So that chayyur be nichlam or Moshe is saying that he's considered betuach beatzmai, and he's able to be nisyach, and he's able to consider himself a kosher. So Rav Ozner writes, and I saw the same, came out the same thing from Rabbi Yasha. He says, I will show you, his first name, he brings about this machloikas, which you mentioned earlier, the Shari Surim, there's an Isser to be, if he's Nichshal and Shari Surim, he has a status of a parrot. So he's a Medaic first from the Merimint, from the Meiri, he brings the Isser first, and both Medaic, that it's not a problem if he's over Shari Surim. He says, I will show you Mamesh, Frat Aver Chamura Kechil Shabbos, you're the Nir Kurgam from Prutim. Machal Shabbos, that's a parrot. And then he adds a thing, Pasha Beinai, the Mezalzel and Berea television, Oi Krovi, Tainus Amaleim Diver Teva, if someone reads newspapers which are Moli Teva, and the Koshka, they go to a theater, and they get the Prutim as Manazah. And Rosen and Rabbi Yashiv says the same thing. Rabbi Yashiv, when it's brought down, I saw it's brought down and said, Terry Tichon Rabbi Yashiv, he's Moisif and Akuda, that they have the Chaymer and they're still over. So it's a little different. So Rav Ozner says that someone who watches television, who goes to a theater, or looks at newspapers which have in it, and today, I don't know if there's any newspapers that don't have in it, Molly, the Rinaval. So Klapi the Halacha, and I'm not saying Klapi all of Allah, but Klapi the Halacha to say that he has a status of a kosher, that it's mutter for him to be Nisyachet together with another, with two such people, together with a woman, would be usher according to Rav Ozner and according to Rabbi Yashiv, if he's someone who is nichshal in watching the television and poshut, as far as that is it's called by him. The isser of arayis, he sees it, you open up a television, you're going to see it so much, it's going to become not so chama by you. So it could be such a type of person, is easier for such a person to be nichshal in the aveda. But that's poshut, even if you don't want to go with this, and someone who's not shame in the gear, someone who's not nizer and that, I think, there's no such a thing as not shame in the gear, it's saying it's not shame in the Torah. But that for sure, if someone's not nizer and that, and is nichshal in that for sure would be an isser for some, would not have the status of a kosher benegay the salah. Now the shadow is like this. This is a very, very important shadow, and unfortunately it's not so clear in the poskim which way the halach is. Is what happens, tonight we're discussing a case where someone has a right to be nisyachet with two ksherim and one isha. So the halach is that according to Ramo is mutter to be nisyachet. If it's two prutim and one isha, so then the halacha is there, it's also. Now what happens if it's not two ksherim, but it's not two prutim? It's one kosher and one parat. So what's the halacha b'chi ha'gan? So this is a tremendous machloikas in the poskim. The Yam Shal Shlomo said like this, that since the kosher is embarrassed to be over the iser in front of the parts. So he says that the halacha is, Dr. Yamshel Shlomo, that if you have one kosher, one parat, and an isha, the halacha is it's mutter to be nisyachet, for the kosher to be nisyachet. Since the kosher could assume on himself that he's not going to come to be over the iser because the parat is there, and he's embarrassed in front of the parat, since he's embarrassed in front of that person, he's not going to come to be over the iser. So since he's going to not be over the iser, could be then we assume the parat won't need to be over the iser. But irrelevant, the halacha is, Dr. Yamshel Shlomo, that the b'chihai gavna, the halacha is that one is mutter to be nisyachet, a kosher, a parat, and an isha. That's not only the Yamshel Shlomo, Nimshach Acharov is the Meril Diskin. There's the Erech Shai, other places can go with this hatter, that a kosher, a parat, and isha, mutter to be nisyachet. But connected these places, there's also a list of places which are very machmen in the halacha. There's a machmen kedushin and a beis meyer. The beis meyer says that the sneya parat ain't a kosher misvayish, and the sneya parat shigalot seita. The beis meyer says that if a kosher, even though the parat is there, he's not nervous that the parat is going to come to give out a secret. A parat, he's not himself such a nizer in any other riot. So he's not nervous to be mizana with someone in front of a parat because the parat is not going to be someone who's going to go around talking so much, and he's not going to go telling him, oh, this person was over this, or in front of a parat, it's not such a chumah that you think about him. He's not nervous. And Dr. Beis Meir, Memela, you need two kshayrim. And if it's one kosher and one parat, it's also. The Makna, the solution says goes with the same halacha, but he says it slightly differently. It says like this. I remember his lashon, but they said like this. It's ein kosher. He says like this. The kosher is the parrot is the etzem hashomer on the kosher. They start off. The parrot will really prevent the kosher from being over the iser. But the parrot is not going to be mizah from the kosher. The mele, the parrot is going to be mizana. Once the parrot is mizana, then the kosher is going to end up being nifshal. That's the way he says it. But l'maaseh comes out la'alocha. That a person is not allowed to be soymech, even if it's one kosher and one parat, it comes out of halacha, it's awesome. So I'm nice to hear you have a tremendous machloikas hafoiskim, which is very big nafkamina la halacha. The Shev Yaakov is about to medayik loshen ramah. The loshen ramah is shnei kshirim. It says if it meant taka chad parat, the chad kosher, so what the ramah speak it out? Why does the ramah use loshen of shnei kshirim? And the Shev Yaakov is medayik and some in your test, he says that taka in such a case would be awesome. Now, the Chazanish, in this case, by Torah in Medina, and the Heintig Apostim, I couldn't find from Ramosha this, what's Allah Alamais in such a case? But I did find there's a Sefer Ganol from the Shurim, the Reflosharim, or something like that gave on this halacha, and he says that Avadil Chatzchilo, one has to be Machma in this Indian, and if it's a Chat Torah, and a Chat Tosher with an Isha, there is still an Isser of Yichud Bichi Hagadna. I did find the Sefer Teres HaYichud from Rapinchus Rabinowitz from Chayin Lairo. He seems to be Mekel B'chi HaGavna, and he says that since we're only dealing with the Isser Midir Abonon, so one could be Mekel B'chi HaGavna with Chad Kosher, Chad Toretz, he likes to be Mekel. Now there is an Atoit of the Kesvaru, which is something very feel like common, is what happens when it's a Goy, a Kosher, and an Isha. What's Allah over here? So here, in addition to the poskim that hold that a parat is mutter, there's an extra svara, the Shav Yaakov over here holds, that there's an extra svara to say that that's better than the Yisrael who's a parat. And he bases it on the fact that the guy is not going to be embarrassed at all. The whole svara of the Yamshel Shlomo was that the parat, I'm sorry, he says that the person, that the svara of why it's author is because you're not embarrassed in front of the parat. He says if it's a guy, the guy talks a lot. The guy's going to go around telling everyone that he's Eved Isser, so a person's more embarrassed in front of a guy to be Eved Isser, because it's not really, doesn't feel so bad that he's being Eved Isser, so he'll go and tell everyone what happened. So there's more of a shash that a guy is going to repeat it, and that a kosher is more nizer in that Indian. There's also a svar from the Chazanish. Chazanish says that's in Tolian Machoikis Rishonim, is what's the Isser to be Nisyachet with a guy? So the halacha is for one man and one woman to be Nisyachet, if they're both Sherim, the chashash is that it's mimefata. The man's mimefata, the woman, she's going to be over the Isser, so that's the Isser of Yichud. The makom where it's a woman with a guy, so the chashash over there is the machlokes rishonim. Taisa shita is that we're not nervous that the guy is going to be mimefata to Isha. He's not going to convince her to be over the Isser with her. We're there with the chashash is oinus. It's going to force her, and then they have to be over the Eset. So Dr. Chazanish, with two people, and it's one Yisrael with a kosher, and a guy, and a woman, so there's no chash that he's going to be in such a case, there's another man over there to protect him. So he says that in such a case, there's more of a tzad to be mekel, when it's one guy, one kosher, and an isha, because since the whole chash by a guy is that he's going to come to, the only way he's going to be able to isha is like the einus, the woman's not going to ask him to agree to the minisata aydeim. Since they're both not going to come to be able to isha, because the guy can't be able to isha, because he's not going to, the woman's not going to agree to him, so there is less of a chash. And so there's more of a tzad, again, even this is Mechalikas HaPoskim, but there's more of a tzad that one could be mekel if it's a guy, a parut, and an isha. Now what happens if the isha is a prutum? Does that change the halacha? Till now we're discussing with the man as a parut, so there we discussed about the halacha. Now what does it change when Makom is the isha is a prutum? Said Merel Diskin and the Shev Yaakov are discussing a case where it's a guy, and they said it doesn't make a difference. If it's two ksherim with a guy, it's also okay. The Sefer Dvar Yaakov says that the same halacha applies if it's a yid who is a Israelis who is a prutza, because a woman is a prutza, it's still mutter for two ksherim to be nisachet with her. And it brings interesting raya from the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos is discussing that you shouldn't go into a churva. And the Gemara says you shouldn't go into a churva for multiple reasons. One of the reasons is mipnei achshad, and he's going to fall down, or mipnei mazikin. So the Gemara video says that what's the mean pnei achshad? So Rashi video types is that pnei achshad is that people are going to be chayish, that there's a zayin in a chorva, so you shouldn't go into a chorva because they're going to think that you're being over in this over there. And the Gemara asks, why do you need the different reasons? So the Gemara says the nafmina is if two people are going in. If two people go in, so there's no chshad anymore. Again, assuming that they're sharing, so it's two people going in, there's no. So Zok is Vayakov, and Rashi says the chshash, the zayin is there, so the zayin is obviously a prutza. If she's a prutza, so it's still looked at the medak of the Vayaka from this Rashi and this Gemara, that the law is that the heter of two ksherim applies even if the isha is a prutza, still the same law would apply and it'd be mutter for someone to be nisyachet with the prutza as long as there's two ksherim. Now, another important law is what happens if one of the two is a type of a korov that is not the chash that is going to be over the Israelites. Let's say it's a father or a brother, where there's no shash, they're going to come to be nishal in the Isser. So the Elochar is conscious that it's mutter to be nisyachet, even if the other one is a parut. The Chaladei is over there if you have a parut, and together with a brother or a father of the woman, so there will be mutter to be nisyachet, because the father or the brother would be a matzah, since there's no shash in him that he's going to come to be over the Isser, because he's not to be mizana with his sister or with his daughter. So therefore he's a matzah even on the other person. Now this halacha is a machloikis in the poskim. What happens in a different case? What happens, and this is what someone asked me this week, the Shiloh, let's say someone wants to go visit his mother, and she has a aid, so he goes sleep in that house or not. So the halacha is, we'll get to more about Yichus next week, that one man, together with two women, is there still of Yichus? So what happens if one of the two women is his mother? Is it mutter b'chi agadna to be nisyachet or not? So this is that's also a tremendous machloikas in the poskim. There's a chidah which writes that there's an isser. He says the only time you find that the concept of one person being a shomer is this ishti mishem rosai. You don't find the concept of imay mishem rosai. So even if it's a type of a korev who would not chayish one on one, there's going to be an isser yichud, but he's still not necessarily a matzul papadishar korev. Moshe argues on this very strongly. Moshe, and again, this brought down the Fischer Tshuva, brings it from a